Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Justin Daly, the co-founding partner of Daly Algin. His practice primarily involves business litigation, employment, and personal injury claims. Mr. Daly has successfully represented parties in matters throughout California, including Orange, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Bernardino, and Riverside counties. And Mr. Daly is an experienced trial attorney with a creative ability for problem solving. Always a plus. And Mr. Daly, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Really appreciate you coming out today. So for the benefit of our listeners, give us an overview of your firm, Daly Algin.
Sure. We feature ourselves as a boutique law firm that focuses on business litigation. My partner, Reed Algin, and I each have over 20 years of litigation experience, and we're both intimately involved in each of the cases that are handled by our firm. We feature ourselves as being an efficient firm that's responsive to our clients and provides the highest quality of services available. We also, Reed and I also come from fairly different legal backgrounds. Reed started off at a very large firm up in LA. I started off at a smaller firm down in San Diego. And so we've got a bit of a rounded practice experience, at least.
Yeah, thanks for your overview of your firm, Daly Algin. Now, with regard to labor and employment law, what distinguishes your firm as a go-to firm for this specialty?
Sure. Our firm, as I said, we feature ourselves as a boutique firm, which allows us to take an array of cases. We take both plaintiff side cases and defense side cases in the employment context, which I think gives us many advantages over those other firms that just focus on one side. For instance, if you're only doing defense side work, you only really see half the picture most of the time. But if you're seeing both sides of the case, then you can often anticipate and strategize for both sides. So if we're handling a plaintiff side case, we typically can understand what the defense is going to do often before they make those moves. And same thing on the defense side. We can anticipate what the plaintiffs will do and strategize accordingly. I think this gives us quite a leg up on the competition.
I'd say so. Certainly sounds like it. Now, a similar question about real estate and construction. What makes Daly Algin so strong in this specialty as well?
Well, there's a few things, actually. One of them I just mentioned. We have a number of clients from large construction companies to small subcontractors. And so we handle both sides, whether it's an employment matter or a breach of contract matter. And so, as I said, it gives us a bit of a unique perspective when handling these types of cases. In addition to that, not only am I a lawyer, but I also have a real estate broker's license. And while I don't work as a real estate broker, I'm required to stay abreast of the current trends and take continuing education courses and things like that in order to maintain my broker's license, which most other lawyers don't have to do. So I think it gives our firm an added level of experience in that respect.
Certainly great to have you with us, introducing your firm to the audience and what you offer today. We're joined by Mr. Justin Daly, the co-founding partner of Daly Algin, a practice that primarily involves business litigation, employment, and personal injury claims here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Legal Corner, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Daly, describe, if you would, the culture or philosophy that does govern the firm.
This is an interesting question and one I've thought about before. I would describe the philosophy of our firm as a team environment, a competitive environment. By nature, Reed and I are very competitive people. We both participated in high level of athletics. We're both Division I college athletes at UC Berkeley. I was on the rowing team. Reed played baseball, actually went on to play professionally in the minor leagues for a little bit. And so we run our office in a team-like environment. Everybody is expected to be part of the team, ranging from the receptionist to the paralegals to the attorneys. And they understand that about our firm. When it's time to really go to trial and work hard, everybody understands that we require that level of focus and dedication. And so I think that's one of the things that made both Reed and I gravitate toward the law. We like that competitive aspect. We enjoy the preparation that goes into it, and we love to win, ultimately. That's one of the few occupations that is out there where you can go out on a daily basis and really compete with other people. So I think that sums up our philosophy the best I can.
And certainly appreciate that and sharing your philosophy there at the firm. Lastly, what else should our listeners know about Daily Algin? Anything else we should be aware of?
Sure, a couple of things. I think it's important to note that, well, you know, I just said we love to go to battle and win for our clients. Our foremost concern is the service that we provide our clients. Not every case needs to go to trial. In fact, most of them shouldn't. And so we pride ourselves on giving our clients a real honest assessment of the risks and their options. This doesn't always work to our benefit. For example, sometimes a client hears about the risks and they decide that it's really a better business decision to try and sell a case rather than spend money on lawyers. Obviously, it impacts our bottom line, but our clients don't wind up at the end of the road wondering why they spent so much money chasing after an unrealistic outcome. And by the same token, this allows us to sleep quite a bit better at night, knowing that our clients made a fully informed decision and that they're able to decide about the business aspect of things. We're there to provide the risks and potential outcomes for the litigation side of things. Another aspect is that we really love the law. I went to law school with a lot of people that, and I have friends that still practice, that I don't think really love what they do. And while that's unfortunate for them personally, I think as a client, I'd really want somebody that loves to come to work every day, that loves to compete and really enjoys what it is that they do. The only other thing that I would tell you about us is that we're pretty active in our communities. We volunteer our time. We mentor other young attorneys. We encourage our associates to do so as well. We take on pro bono cases. That's cases that you take on for a reduced or no fee in matters that we feel really strongly about. And we do our best to contribute to our communities and encourage our team to do so as well.
Mr. Daly, a pleasure to have you with us. Can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today. I did have one last question for you before you take off with entrepreneurs, business owners, and top executives tuning in around the world. Anything you'd like to share by means of advice that could give someone a further edge in their business success?
Absolutely. I think that preparation is key. I practice in California, and the employment laws are different in just about every state. And so California's employment laws are going to be different than the New York employment laws. But out here, it's really key to get somebody in the industry to give you advice, to give the business advice about various employment issues. The laws change so frequently, and it's so often that we see companies that are really doing their best, but get behind the eight ball, for lack of a better phrase, because they're not staying up on the laws and not informing themselves. It's important to have a good employee handbook. It's important to keep up on these things. A little advanced preparation certainly saves a lot of money and heartache in the long run.
Certainly do appreciate those concluding remarks in form of advice. Much appreciated. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could reach out and be in touch and get more information online on your firm. Where's the best place online to do so?
Well, you could visit our firm website at dallp.com. And I believe all our contact information is there. We always accept emails at info@dallp.com. We've also got our office phone number is 949-861-2524, and those are probably the best ways to reach us.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Daly, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Justin Daly, the co-founding partner of Daly Algin, a practice that primarily involves business litigation, employment, and personal injury claims. And for further details, visit dallp.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.